Coppell's Western Cape Radio, CWCP, broadcasting from Worcester, South Africa.
Welcome to the Worcester Report, a program of stories, Christian devotions, and music. Broadcast on CWCP, Coppell's Western Cape Radio.
South Africa, turn back to God. South Africa, turn back to God. South Africa, turn back to God. South Africa, turn back to God.
Welcome to CWCP Radio. This is Tony Coppell. This is our third lockdown program here in South Africa. So I can't get out to get interviews, so we are being a little creative, and we are trying very hard to give you material that may interest you, particularly at this time. Charles Rann Kennedy wrote a play in 1911 called The Terrible Meek. He wrote seven or eight other plays which dealt with problems of society of a serious nature. And we are in a problem of a serious nature right now, so this could possibly have a bearing on today's situation. The Terrible Meek ran on Broadway for a while. 100 years later, Blackburn Hamlet Community Church put on a performance of this play on Good Friday, 2011. There are only three characters. It's meant to be performed in total darkness, and I was one of the characters. I only related the play to its Good Friday context, but I think there's a whole lot more to it now, looking back and reading about it. As Tim Netanyahu, Desiree Stedman, and I performed the play, I recorded it on Amaranth, and relatively soon afterwards, after editing in the sound effects, which we had used for the performance, and adding some introductory music, it was rebroadcast on CKCU. Today, I'm going to play you that CKCU broadcast. Exactly a week ago, it was Maundy Thursday, the night of the Last Supper. And on the next day, Good Friday, the events which are dramatized in this short play took place. So we're also doing this at a good season, when our thoughts had turned to pain, suffering, and an apparent change in the whole nature of things. On the third day, of course, everything changed for the better, and has been better ever since. And we pray that that will be the case in the not-too-distant future, when this coronavirus will be something in the past. After this drama, I'm going to turn your thoughts entirely towards coronavirus, and we'll look at it from different points of view in spoken word and song.
woman. It's all over now. There's no earthly help for it. You can't remain here, you know.
Leave me be! Leave me be!
All the others left long ago. They hurried off home the moment the storm came. Come, it's bleak and quite too dreadful for you up on this hill. Let me send you back to the town with one of the soldiers.
One of the soldiers?
Upon me word, sir, you did give me a start. What with the storm and the darkness and this here little job we've been a-doing of, I take me oath I thought for a moment you were summat else. Wasn't quite a nice thing what happened up here just now, was it?
It wasn't.
I'm on guard myself, sir, or I didn't know as how I'd have come up, not for choice. You been here all the time, Captain?
Yes, I suppose I have. I've been here ever since.
Then exactly the place to spend a pleasant afternoon, is it, sir?
No, I suppose not.
Of course, there's company, as you might say, but not quite congenial company, what?
That depends entirely upon the point of view.
Damn creepy, I calls it. Well, we done for him good and proper, anyhow.
Oh, yes. We builders of empire know how to do our business.
Pretty bloody business, too, ain't it, sir?
Yes, that's the word.
Well, it's an ill wind what blows nobody no good. I got summat out of this, after all said and done.
What's that?
Oh, I got some of his togs.
His togs? What do you mean?
I'll tell you. He didn't want no more togs, not where he was a-going. Did he? Good God! What's that?
What?
Behind us, that noise!
Oh, it's a woman.
A woman? Up here?
She has every right to be here. This is her place.
But does she know what's a-dangling up yonder over her head?
She knows more than we do. She belongs to him. She is his mother.
His mother?
Yes, he was her baby once.
Poor bleeder. What was it he done, Captain?
Don't you know?
Not exactly. I got enough to look after with me drills and victuals without messing about with politics and these here funny foreign religions.
And yet you, if I mistake not, were one of the four men told off to do the job.
Well, I hopes as how I know me duty, sir. I only obeyed orders, come to that, sir. Asking your pardon, it was you as gave them orders. I suppose you knew all right what it was he done. Well, 'tain't none of our business. We seen our duty, and we done it.
I don't think I know what duty is.
Why, it's perfectly plain, sir. After all, duty's duty, ain't it?
Tell me, brother murderer, have you ever prayed?
Ooh, me, sir? Well, sir, now as you ask me, yeah, I have once.
When was that?
Why, sir, about a couple of months after I set sail for this blasted little hole. My wife was in the family way when I left home and,
I understand. You prayed then for the birth of an innocent child.
Yes, sir.
You will have need to pray again tonight. Both of us will have need. This time for the death of an innocent man.
Well, it's time I was down yonder, looking after the boys. Any orders, sir?
Orders? No. No more orders. God forgive me. I did not know what I was doing.
33 years ago, he was my baby. I bore him, warmed him, washed him, dressed him, fended for him, fed his little mouth with milk. 33 years ago, and now he's dead. Hung up there in the air like a thief, broken, bleeding like a slaughtered beast. That's what they've done to my son, killed him like a beast. Respectable people they was, priests, judges, soldiers, gentlemen. Even common folk like me, they'd done it. And now he's dead. He didn't hold with their kind, my son. He was always telling them about it. He'd stand up open in the marketplace, at the street corners, even in the house of God itself, and tell them about it. That's why they killed him. He had a strange way with him, my son, always had from the day he first come. His eyes, they were wonderful. They held folk. That and his tongue and his tender, pitiful heart. They didn't understand it down here. None of us understood it. We was blind, even me. Many's the time I got in his way and tried to hinder him. I was afraid for him, ashamed, and then he'd look at me. They were always wonderful, his eyes. He wasn't particular, my son. He'd go with anybody. He loved people so. There wasn't a drunken biber in the place, nor a lozzle, nor a thief, nor a loose woman on the streets, but he'd call them brother. He'd eat with them, drink with them, go to their parties. He'd go with grand folk, too, gentlemen. No, he wasn't particular. He'd go with anyone, and I tried to hinder him. I got in his way because I was ashamed. I kept pushing in. I was afraid of what the people might think. Like I was blind, like I didn't understand. I never, ever told him that I understood. And now it's too late. He's dead. Oh, is it cold you are, my lad? I cannot reach you up yonder. Only your feet, your poor broken feet, the ankles hanging limp towards me.
Woman, will you let me speak to you?
Who are you?
I am the captain who spoke to you just a moment ago. I am in charge here. I am the man who gave the order that killed your son. Won't you hear me? I must speak to you.
What do you want to say? What is there for you to say?
It is about myself. I...
Go on. I'm listening.
I am a murderer. I want you to forgive me. I did it. I did it with a word. It was like magic. One little word, and I was a murderer. There is nothing more terrible in the world than to be a murderer. And now, I want you to forgive me. I suppose it's impossible, but for God's sake, speak to me.
I want to. I'm trying to, but you say you killed my son.
Oh.
Why did you do it?
I did not know. Killing is my trade. It's the only thing they brought me up to do. I've been mixed up with it ever since I can remember. My father did it before me. All my people did it. It's considered a thing. The sort of thing a gentleman ought to do. They call it glory, they call it honor, courage, patriotism. Great kings hold their thrones by it. Great merchants get their beastly riches by it. Great empires are built that way.
By murder?
By murder. By the blood of just men. Women and little children, too.
What makes them do it?
They want money. They want power. They want kingdom. They want to possess the earth.
And they have won. They have it.
Have they? Not while your son hangs there.
What do you mean, my son? My son is dead.
Is he? Not while God is in heaven.
I don't understand you. Only a little while ago I heard his blood dripping down here in the darkness. The stones are dank with it. No, he's dead.
He's alive.
Why do you mock me? You're mad. Are you God, as you can kill and make alive all in one breath?
He's alive. I can't kill him. All the empires can't kill him. How shall hate destroy the power that possesses and rules the earth?
The power that... What?
This broken thing up here, your son.
My son? The power that...
I tell you, woman, this dead son of yours, disfigured, shamed, spat upon, has built a kingdom this day that can never die. The living glory of him rules it. The earth is his, and he made it. He and his brothers have been molding and making it through the long ages. They're the only ones who ever really did possess it. Not the proud, not the idle, not the wealthy, not the vaunting empires of the world. Something has happened up here on this hill today to shake all our kingdoms of blood and fear to the dust. The earth is his. The earth is theirs. And they made it. The meek, the terrible meek, the fierce, agonizing meek, are about to enter into their inheritance.
Then it's not all wasted. It was the truth that night. I have borne a king.
You've borne the Son of God. It will take a new kind of soldier to serve in his kingdom.
You there, Captain?
Yes, I'm here.
Fog's lifting down below there, lifting fast. Soon be up off this hill, thank God. General wants to see you, sir.
What does he want with me? Do you know?
Another of these bleeding jobs, I think, sir. Been a bit of disturbance down in town. Boys have their orders, sir. General wants you to take command.
Tell him I refuse to come.
Beg pardon, sir?
I refuse to come. I disobey.
I don't think I quite heard, sir.
I disobey. I have sworn duty to another general. I serve the Empire no longer.
Beg pardon, sir, but tain't for the likes of me. But, well, you know what that means.
Perfectly. It means what you call death. Tell the general.
Tell him as what? As how you refuses to obey orders, sir?
His, yes. How simple it is, after all.
I'm sorry, Captain.
Thank you, brother.
Look, sir, what did I tell you? It's coming light again.
Eternally.
Jesus Christ is great. Ah! and Galilee. They would lay Jesus Christ in his grave.
And that was U2 with Jesus Christ. Following the performance of The Terrible Meek by Blackburn Hamlet Community Church back in 2011. And just in case you didn't, go back and listen again to the words, every word said, both by the centurion and by Mary, has a message for us in today's world. And today's world is represented by the soldier. Recognize the voice? In the Bible, Paul explains in Corinthians and other books about the gifts of the Spirit. One of them is knowledge. In the more charismatic churches today, people will receive words of knowledge, which is a demonstration of that gift, from the Holy Spirit. And some of these words are shared with a congregation or a group. In Worcester Christian Church, it's not unusual to have two or three words of knowledge on a Sunday. Haley Mitchell is someone that receives words of knowledge. She lives in the Karoo, a desert area in South Africa. And on the 25th of March 2020, she had a powerful one. And this word of knowledge was directed at business. Business here in South Africa, but it applies worldwide. It certainly struck a chord with me. And I thought you'd like to hear it. Here's Hayley Mitchell.
Good day. My name is Hayley Mitchell. I live on a farm near Rietbron in the Karoo. Today is the 25th of March 2020, and we are in the midst of the coronavirus in South Africa and in the world. I've received a word from the Lord for the people who are in business in South Africa, and I pray now that the Holy Spirit be with me as I deliver this, that he may sift and purify the words. As you receive this, may your ears also hear clearly and plainly. Father God said to me that there is a new trade route that is being established in the world, and if you seek it with me, standing in the righteousness of Christ, you will find it. There are new business ideas, new strategies, and new ways of doing things being opened up. This word is for South Africa, who will become a first nation. He gives Isaiah 45, verses 2 and 3. I will go before you, and I will make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel. And God says that he has hidden treasures for this time. There are treasures hidden in secret places that the enemy does not know about, and they are about to be released to his children for such a time as this. South Africa will be the prototype, a leader and a forerunner. My people have cried out to me, and I have answered. I've heard their prayers. Your nation has cried out to me, and I have heard their prayers. I will link my kingdom financiers. The enemy thought he could hijack the world's finances and financial systems, but I have and will always have the upper hand. Just as he thought that he had killed my only son and won a great victory, so did he think that by sending fear through this virus that he could conquer the world. But it is now that my people will rise up. Rise up, South Africa. My people, rise up. Now, take heed during this time of incubation. The government has given 21 days of lockdown, but it has been given by my hand and by my authority. I have ordained this miraculous time, and it is in this time that many new things will be birthed. Spend time with me and seek me with all your heart, and you will find me. Write down what you hear and notate what you hear. And I declare over every person hearing this, John 10 verses 14 and 16 says, I am the good shepherd and you are my sheep, and my sheep hear my voice. You hear my voice, says Father. and it is now in this time that I'm establishing the new trades and new trade routes. I am giving new business ideas, new strategies, new ways of doing business. For when the world emerges from the after effects of this virus, the landscape will be forever changed. The way of doing business will be forever changed. Just as when a tsunami hits and the water withdraws, the landscape never looks the same. Father says things will never be the same, but you will have ears to hear me, and you will have a heart to obey, and you will have a mind to understand, and you will go forward with faith and with courage. Haggai 2, verses 4 to 9. Yet now be strong, Zerubbabel, says the Lord, and be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. And be strong, all you people of the land, says the Lord, and work, for I am with you, says the Lord of hosts. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you, and do not fear. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more I will shake heaven and earth and sea and dry land, and I will shake all nations, and I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. Verse 8, the silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of the latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace. Verse 9. And so, my people, make a special event and celebration of Passover this year. Sit down with your families on Thursday night, the 16th of April, and remember the things that I have brought you out of. Just as Jesus sat down with his disciples on the Passover night, they were not only remembering that God had delivered them from Egypt, but also that the blood of the lamb that was applied to the doorposts brought life and saved them from death. And so Jesus has become the lamb. And I pray for such a fresh revelation for every family of what the power of the blood means. Father, I thank you that every family and every household will have such a huge impartation and a new revelation of what lies in the power of the blood of Jesus. Father God says, I am with you. Do not be afraid. Joshua 1 verse 9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and be of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. He says, do not allow the fear to cripple you, because I have a great victory at hand. So, Father, I thank you for every man or woman who is in business, who has heard this message. Father, I thank you for such a new impartation of faith, that faith is a true vaccine and antidote for this fear that has come up among your people. Lord, I thank you that they will rise up in faith, that you, by your hand, will give such a new and miraculous and incredible deposit of faith that people will rise up and believe you for every promise that you've given. Father, I thank you for all these new and wonderful business ideas that are going to come. Thank you that you are downloading them to your people, Father. Your people will be forerunners and leaders in this nation, and this nation will become a leader in the world. Father, I thank you that you seal this word now by your Holy Spirit. I thank you for your word to us, Father, that you don't leave us in these times, but you speak, because Amos 3 verse 7 says that you do not allow anything to come to pass without telling the prophets. In Jesus' name, amen.
Koppel's Western Cape Radio, CWCP, broadcasting from Worcester, South Africa.
Nothing for me to run away to, nowhere for me to go now. My worldly love's been stripped away, locked down in when stuck in my own isolation. Your face is what I'm gonna seek. Excuses no longer exist, locked down in love. So I waited, and I listened, and I pressed in. It's just you and me now, just you and me now. You overwhelm this feeling of love you put inside of me. I know when I am at your feet, I'm locked down in love. I'm gonna take this gift of time and I'm gonna give it back to you. My heart and my attention locked down in love. So I waited and I listened and I pressed in. It's just you and me now. Just you and me now.
You and me now.
Just you and me now.
You and me now.
Just you and me now.
You and me now.
Just you and me now. So I waited and I listened and I pressed in. It's just you and me now. Just you and me now.
You and me now.
Just you and me now.
You and me now.
Just you and me now.
You and me now.
Just you and me now.
Adrian Faith McKinney, who was on many harvest schools, and certainly on the one that Laureate and I attended in Mozambique, Harvest School 24. And she's a worship leader. And she's also, therefore, a composer. That song was called Lockdown. And if you're listening, Adrian, nice to contact you again. Something new that's come out of lockdown have been musicians forming virtual orchestras and virtual bands and virtual choirs. Is a virtual choir with many instruments performing In Christ Alone by Stuart Townend.
My strength, my song, this cornerstone, this song. very beginning. A sore throat, a cough in Wuhan. And in no time at all there were
1, 2, 3.
And one went on a plane, took it overseas.
Overseas.
Overseas. And that's how pandemics get started, you see. Woe is me.
Woe is me.
Now we've got COVID-19.
Oh, let's see if I can make it easier.
Do not fear, but please stay here. Stay at home now, everyone. We must wash and clean things well. Cars, no long trips, just for fun. Don't let COVID virus spread. Isolate yourself at home. See your friends online instead. That's a healthy way to go. Oh, oh, oh.
Do not fear, but please stay here. Stay at home now, everyone. We must wash and clean things well. Cars, no long trips, just for fun. Don't let COVID virus spread. Isolate yourself at home. See your friends online instead. That's a healthy way to do.
Not fear, but just stay here. Time to all self-isolate. Wash your hands, use lots of soap. Don't go further than your gate. Social life must stay online. Keep 2 meters clear of me. Watch TV, drink lots of wine. That will kill COVID-19. Cough in your elbow, wash your hands with soap.
Now, children, staying at home and so on are things we do to stop the spread of COVID-19. Once you have this in your head, you can do a million different things at home to stay sane. Like this.
Sleep, eat, whinge, tweet, snooze, blob, think.
Sleep, eat, whinge, tweet, snooze, blob, think.
Loaf, mooch, dose, smooch, binge, watch, drink.
Loaf, mooch, dose, smooch, binge, watch, drink.
Now put it all together.
Sleep, eat, whinge, tweet, snooze, blog, think.
Loaf, mooch, dose, smooch, binge, watch, drink.
Good. But staying inside is so boring.
So we think about why. Remember why we're doing it. Like this.
When you know the reason why, kill off COVID, stay inside.
When you know the reason why, kill off COVID, stay inside.
Exercise.
Only shop for what you need.
Keep
your bubble tightly closed, and we'll beat this bug with speed.
Social
life has been postponed, and you're bored out of your mind.
Suck it up and stay at home, and we'll leave this bug behind.
Cough in your elbow,
wash your hands, keep 2 meters
away from me. Yes, please, I'm germ-free, and that's how
I'd like to be.
Keep away, please,
from me.
I stay COVID-free when
I'm germ-free,
and that's how I'd like to be.
Keep away, please,
from me. I stay COVID-free.
Germs, I'm germ-free.
Stay
away from you.
Stay inside your bubble now. Do not spread those germs around. Yes, you might be going mad and be desperate to get out. It's a nasty world out there. Keep the social distance rules. Everything you touch, beware.
spread more germs. You have got the power to flatten the earth through the things you choose to do. It's true.
And that little ditty culled from The Sound of Music and redone by Shirley Seban, I think, is actually a very good way of explaining the situation to your children. And you can find a video, which is excellent, on YouTube. Just search for Do Re Mi - COVID-19 version. Shirley Seban. Well done, Shirley. Now, we couldn't possibly do this program without help from Dave Scott, a.k.a. The Kiffness. Here are three of his quite recent songs, because he's locked down, and what else can he do except make more masterpieces? So we're going to go with Banana Bread, Happy 5G Conspiracies, and Bittersweet Symphony, where he first mentions prayer. Anyone who's done the Alpha Course may remember Nicky Gumbel referring to this particular song. Just before I sign off and leave you with this music, if you've been wondering what was that awesome piece that introduced the terrible Meek, well, it's by Matthew Bellamy, and it's the theme from The International, and Matthew is also the leader of the great rock band Muse. So now, enjoy the rest of the day. God bless you all. I hope that this has been interesting for you, and I know you're going to laugh at the next three songs. And as they do on Alpha, we always have things to make you laugh. Laughter is the best medicine and the best way to stop us getting depressed about things. Hopefully, we'll be back a week from today, but I have no idea what the subject will be, but that will be our second last Worcester Report ever. I have been Tony Koppel.
I get locked down, I want banana bread, banana's looking pretty brown, so I went locked down, I make banana bread while chilling in my dressing gown. I get locked down, I want banana bread, banana. Whiskey drink. I drink a lager drink, I drink a cider drink. I sing the songs that remind me of the good times. I sing the songs that remind me of the better times.
Ooh, lazy boy, watching Toy Story 4.
I get locked down, I want banana bread. Banana's looking pretty brown, so I went locked down. I make banana bread while chilling in my dressing gown. I get locked down, I want banana bread. Banana's mind's controlled by the CIA.
thoughts are crappy. Clap along if you share crazy shit without any proof.
My thoughts are crappy.
Clap along if you can't even tell the song's spoof.
My thoughts are crappy.
Clap along if you think Corona's just the flu.
My thoughts are crappy.
Clap along if you feel you got a crazy point to prove.
Traveled through the land, a hard-working man and brave. Well, he said to the rich, give your goods to the poor. But they laid Jesus Christ in his grave. Now, Jesus was a man, a carpenter by hand, his followers true and brave. One dirty little coward called Judas Iscariot has laid Jesus Christ in his grave. This song was written in New York City of rich man, preacher, and slave. But if Jesus was to preach like he preached at Galilee, they would lay Jesus Christ in his grave.
Well, that's an interesting thought, Kate Campbell, and it's even possible that today it would no longer be true in New York City. Woody Guthrie got two bites of the cake in today's show with that song, and now we'll move to half an hour of soaking prayer if you just want to relax and meditate. This really is the last time you'll hear from me.
Thank you.